The next time you're hiking to the Upper Meadow through Karma Cho Ling's campground, take a moment to appreciate the newest addition to our forest. This cabin, made from natural, local pine and hemlock, represents the tent-less future of Karma Cho Ling. It was built by volunteers and paid for by a generous donation. Canvas, nylon and lots of blue tarps will be a staple of campouts here for some time. But we think this cabin is the beginning of a more comfortable, and less damp, camping experience for everyone. I've been pushing the idea of building something that people can live in during spring, summer and fall, and that provides much needed storage space in the winter. I think this is it. KCL volunteer Steve Sinnott had the carpentry skills and knowledge to get this vision of a little cabin in the woods off the ground. Steve wanted to go for something aesthetically pleasing, and he was right. We looked at designs for structures that would be strong enough to hold up to Vermont's harsh winters and still be breathable for living in Vermont's hot and humid summer season. We figured if we could build a cabin that would last 30 plus years for the price of a few tents, or about $3,000, it would be more than worth it. And it is. The cabin has a tin roof, two opening windows, two vents at the top, a porch, some loft storage space, and is raised off the ground to last for decades to come. Steve, the lead carpenter on the project, was assisted by Steve Hunter, a residential volunteer, a local guy named John, who put on the roof, and me, whenever I could get away to help. Now we are trying to organize a program for people interested in learning carpentry to help us build three more cabins. While they're here, they'll meditate with the staff, enjoy the outdoors and build something at Karma Cho Ling they'll be able to point to for decades to come. We have a potential donor and three great carpenters willing and able to build more cabins, maybe in the fall or maybe next summer. Hope to see you there.